Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. All right, it's time for There I Said It, 585-252-9800. If you need to clear
your chest,
the air. Julie's texting in first. We get a lot of messages this morning. She goes, "You guys, my mental health is literally in the toilet."
Get in line, Jules.
Whatever happened to your intern, Hannah? I miss her. There, I said it.
No, same.
She's gone.
No, literally same.
Hannah Banana.
She's on Long Island somewhere, living her best.
We miss her too.
Yes. Kevin's here. He said, the Karen, speak to the manager, haircut is hot, and I wish more people wore, more women wore it. There, I said it.
I didn't get any of that. What? Karen, what?
The Karen.
Uh-huh.
Can I speak to the manager, haircut? The chopped bob.
Yes.
He says it's a hot haircut, and he wished more women wore it.
Got it. Yes. The put a bowl on my head and start cutting around it, please.
But there's also these like spiky bangs in the front for no reason.
That is a Karen haircut. Yes, of course.
Of course.
Hey, guys. Rochester drivers are a special breed. Whether it's speeding in the snow or treating the speed limit as a suggestion, it's a life or death situation every time I leave the house. There, I said it. Yeah. We just did a news story about that poor woman on 490, whether it was yesterday or this week, that some white pickup truck plowed into the back of her 50 miles an hour and then peaced out.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for a white pickup truck in Rochester, New York. That's all the info we got.
Speaking of driving, Sam is here and says, driving is one of the most unpleasant ways to travel. There, I said it. I agree, like road trips, not for me. The 6 hour, 7 hour, 8 hour road trip. It's like, oh, I'll take a plane. Thank you, though.
What's the longest drive you've ever been a part of?
I drove to Florida.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
24 hours? It's like, all right.
It's a long drive. You know, and I feel for people who are scared to fly. They will take that 30 hour road trip, no problem. It's not
fun,
but they do it.
Could never be me. Could never be me.
Good morning. This is Lydia. If you show up to the first date on Crocs, then you are without a doubt also going home alone in your Crocs. Time and a place, you guys, to wear ugly rubber shoes. There, I said it.
You literally said on Crocs, and I thought that was a drug. I was like, not them literally crocked out.
Crocked out. I never understood the appeal with Crocs.
You said on Crocs. I literally thought that that was a drug. I was absolutely dying.
You can't show up to the first date on Crocs?
I believe the one she was looking for is in Crocs.
Why would you think that that would be the right thing to wear on a first date? I mean, you know, you'd have to find a woman who really appreciates your casual, laid-back vibe. You know what I mean?
Well, if the Crocs are in sport mode, then right, that means they're ready to play.
Yeah, we're going 0 to 60, baby.
Down to business, you know
this
what I mean?
Date is running on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine for today is, I know some of you may disagree, but I truly believe the prettiest thing about this city is Lake Ontario. Huh. And I'm not talking about the homeless people that hang out on the benches, but just like the scenic view itself, like the pier, that is a spot that tourists love visiting regardless of the time of year. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Beautiful spot. Beautiful.
Never really go up there.
I know you don't.
You're constantly there feeding the seagulls. Mine for today is this. I love, not all the time, but every once in a while, a good waffle fry absolutely slaps. There, I said it. There's something about the seasoning. There's something about the shape. That's it's just so good.
I love a good Chick-fil-A fry. I really do. Frank says, my wife wants to cook dinner on Christmas Eve for the entire family, and I don't have the heart to tell her that her Christmas ham tastes like a dirty clam.
Yikers.
Oh, Frank! You're at it again, buddy. There I said it. Yeah, that's going to be tough. Let us know how that ham turns out. Jason says, the garbage plate is overrated. There I said it. Your mom is overrated, Jason. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to get a plate, Breeze?
I don't know. Well, first of all, I'm so sick and tired of us talking about eating because, first of all, we've done a lot of talking and no eating. You said I was going to get a Big Mac at some point. You said, can we do that on Friday?
Do you guys find it odd that Breezy is 30 and never once has tried a Big Mac from McDonald's? Never once. I thought that was just a rite of passage.
When can we order Big, like, because McDonald's does breakfast, do they not?
Yeah.
Like, when do they flip?
10.
10?
10 or 10:30, the latest. It used to be breakfast all day. Apparently, that wasn't working out for them, and they shut it down. I would love a good Egg McMuffin. Are you kidding me? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Not anymore. Yeah, we'll get you a Big Mac.
I'm pissed.
I will never forget where I was for my first Big Mac, and I'm sure neither you guys don't either.
Mine tend to be right here live on this show.
I don't know. I feel like if you get it fresh, it hits different.
Well, yeah, I have to get it fresh.
I was in the back of my mom's minivan, 1994, and that's when I became a man. I was like, no more Happy Meals, baby. I'm eating a Big Mac.
I'm 30 years old. Oh my God, I'm having a stroke. I'm 30 years old and I still get Happy Meals. There, I said it. Chick Nugs.
You get the Nuggy Meals with the sliced apples. So
yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to get you your first Big Mac. We should try and do it this week.
Can we do it for Christmas? Like when we do our Christmas exchange?
Sure.
On Friday?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. But as soon as you get that Big Mac, you got to know the song. That's the most important part.
I got a double cheeseburger.
Nope, that's not it at all. To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. It's my first Big Mac.
That's a really great song. You were just saying words.
All right, get ready to be constipated.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow BXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
BXY.
How soon is too soon to start putting your new girlfriend in the family Christmas card? That's the question. Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. Before we get over to our listener, Dan, who's on hold, we need to ask the question. Have any of you gotten in trouble from your ex for putting your kids along with your new boyfriend or girlfriend in the Christmas card? How soon is too soon? 585-252-9800. Let's get over to Dan to hear why his ex-wife wants nothing but the worst for him this holiday season. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, my man? So your ex-wife hates you, huh?
My ex-wife, yeah, let's say that. Yeah. So my ex-wife, she's pitching a fit because I'm including my girlfriend in my family photo with our two kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for about 6 months. The kids are 3 and 4, so they don't really have an opinion on this at all.
Got it.
And my ex thinks that I'm trying to rub it in that she's single, which is not the case. I mean, she is single, but it's not the case that I'm doing that. And you know how women can be sometimes. Sorry. She is pissed.
Yo, chill.
She's pissed. Did you want to comment on that?
No, I just think that you're absolutely out of line, but keep going, Dan. Dan the man.
All right. I lost you already. All right.
Mm.
I think she's pissed I moved on and wants to make my life miserable any chance she gets.
Okay. What
she's the one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just asking, like, get more into detail of why that is.
Well, look, she's the one who decided to move on, leave, break up our family. And now she's saying it's inappropriate for me to include anyone in the family. I don't know if this is a made-up rule or not. She's saying it's inappropriate to include anyone in a family photo that you weren't dating last Christmas, you know, or something like that. Is that a thing? I never heard that before.
These are made-up rules.
I don't know. Okay. I've never heard of that. Why did she break up the family environment? Why did she break up the dynamic?
She wasn't happy.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So now you have a new girlfriend?
I have a new girlfriend. Yeah. And, you know, she thinks that she has a say that her kids are not allowed to be in this photo. And she doesn't. I'm sorry. She thinks any family Christmas card I do should be, you know, me and the kids or just me and my girlfriend, one or the other.
Okay, but don't involve the kids.
That's not what my life is right now, you know?
Yeah. Right. So she's pissed you involved the kids with your new girlfriend in the new holiday Christmas card that you, who are you sending this out to? Everyone? I'm assuming?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it's actually too late because I sent them out.
I mean, it's the 18th.
But I'm still dying to know.
I think she's just making up rules about, like, not having people in from last year or whatever weird thing she made up.
She's upset. You can see that. She's pissed. This is how long you've been with your new girl?
About 6 months.
Oh, that's not a long time, Dan.
No, I know, but...
The kids love her?
It feels like a long time.
Do the kids love her?
The kids love her. Yeah, I wouldn't put her in the photo if the kids didn't you know what I mean? Like,
oh, so they're going back to mom and saying how great so-and-so is, and that's pissing your ex-wife off.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're so pleased.
Not you smiling while saying that. He's like, yeah.
You're so pleased. Okay, so I guess the question is how soon is too soon to put the new significant other in the Christmas card with you and your kids? Because your ex-wife clearly has an issue with this, but you do not care.
No, I'm not worried about it at all because, you know, like I said, she broke up the home. I'm just going to do my thing.
Are you worried about her hearing this morning at all?
No, I hadn't thought about it, but no.
Nobody ever does.
Never once.
Until it circles back around.
Right.
585-252-9800. What do you guys think? Let's get some answers here for our friend Dan. It sounds like the damage is done, though. The cards have already been sent out. You're just trying to figure out if this rule or not is a real thing that your wife implemented.
Yeah, it sounded like a rule at first, but it was like, wait a second, that's made up.
Okay, got
he's
it.
Like Googling it. He's like, wait, rules for holiday card from last year.
It's not everyone's rule, Dan. It's right. Her rule.
Correct. That is true.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, how soon is too soon? Dan, thanks for the call, man. Hope you have a great holiday. Do you think this new girlfriend is possibly the one? Again?
You're good.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Okay. How soon is too soon to pop the question?
That's another phone call.
The kids are involved?
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good luck, dude. I appreciate you coming on the show with us.
Thanks much.
All right. Take care, bud. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right, let's get to some of your messages. Good guy, you know, good heart.
Good heart, good family.
Cheryl says, including your new girlfriend without discussing it with your ex-wife first might make her feel disrespected or excluded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that, but then we have other people texting and was like, she left. She's the one that broke up the family, so she doesn't have a say anymore. Too bad. Interesting. Yeah. Oh, let's get to our boy Tommy on the line. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. Love the show.
Thanks,
what up,
buddy.
Tommy?
Hey, what do you think, man?
Hey. Well, first and foremost, this is definitely a sticky situation.
For sure.
But I have two questions that come to my mind first and foremost. Who has custody of the kids? Mm. And is the girlfriend a live-in girlfriend, and has she already met the family? Has the family had a chance to get to know her?
Fair enough.
It's a great question. We did not ask that. I apologize. But I, from his email and what I gathered, doesn't look like she's a move-in girlfriend just yet. But that could be a possibility.
Well, if she's not a live-in girlfriend, then, that's not really a family thing. And being the holidays, being a family thing, I can kind of understand where the wife is coming from on that.
Ex-wife, Tommy. Ex-wife.
I mean, I have an ex-wife myself.
Okay.
So, but I can get it. I definitely get it. But that's not to say that he can't have two sets of Christmas cards.
Oh, what are you, not the two sets.
What are you thinking?
The
two sets of Christmas cards.
One with
him and his girlfriend and the kids.
X-rated version. Wait, oh my gosh. That's a lot of admin, Tommy. I don't think I would ever do. I can barely do one set of Christmas card.
Oh, it's walmart.com. It's not that hard.
So basically just take one with just the kids and then take the other set with the kids in her. Send those out, but make sure the one with her and the kids, the wife doesn't get it. Got it.
Right. Right. Why rock the boat?
Why rock? Too
Why
late.
Rock it?
The boat has been rocked. Tommy.
The boat has been rocked in this case, and I don't think there's any unrocking it, but
it is capsizing.
It comes down to it.
It just.
Know, the boat.
The has custody of the kids.
The boat
it's
is
his choice.
Absolutely capsizing. Thank
I don't know.
You.
I just thought it was weird that a guy took the initiative to want to send out
I also
holiday
very weird.
Christmas cards.
But I could
That's
also
kudos
see
for the guy.
You doing something like that, too.
I would do something like that, but with just myself in it. All right, Tommy, thanks for the
you
call.
You and your plant, Tina.
Not a problem. Love you guys.
Love you,
love
too, man.
You, Tommy.
Have a good holiday.
Come in for our second anniversary.
Hey, Tommy, Friday, January 3rd, we're throwing a huge two-year anniversary for Breezy and I. Do you want to come in and hang?
Heck yeah.
All right, stay right there. I'll get your info.
Tommy's Becca, coming in.
Becca says, no, who's this? Let me go to Stephanie. She goes, typical of a guy to suggest two Christmas cards, constantly sneaking around and trying to deceive the women he's
oh
with.
Oh, my God.
It's so sad.
Relax. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Matt says, who's here? If you choose to include your new girlfriend, just make sure the focus of the card is still on the children. And that it's a positive, non-intrusive representation of the family dynamic. So basically, make sure the Christmas card is you, your two kids, Dan, and then a picture of your new girlfriend wearing a leather mask with the zipper over the mouth.
Right.
Good
right.
luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Paid for by...
40 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for downloading that free Odyssey app. Or you can ask your smart device to play PXY Mornings. Or 98PXY. Actually, you're probably safer with 98PXY. Yep. So you got in a fight yesterday with a four-year-old. Great.
Wait, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It says so much about you.
So I'm not a parent, obviously. And I feel like I'm not around like a ton of kids. I have like five that
you kind of interact
that
with.
Hang
on the,
with.
Yeah, yeah, on a weekly basis.
Like my cousin has two kids. My best friend has a daughter.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So I don't really like hang with kids that often. But yesterday I was on the phone with my mom and she was like, oh, we're at Eastview grabbing lunch. And I was like, oh, I live right there now. Like I'm really close to Eastview now. So I was like, okay. She's like, do you want to come meet us? So I was like, yeah. So it was her, my aunt and her granddaughter. So my cousin's daughter.
Your second cousin.
My second cousin. Yeah.
Yep.
And she just turned 4 Monday.
Oh, happy birthday to her. What's her name?
D. Reagan.
What is it?
Reagan.
Oh,
and
Reagan. Happy birthday, girl.
And they were, no, for the four-year-old. Love it. Right. So we're at Champs, and I walk in, and I'm like, oh, my God, hi, Ray.
It's crickets.
Radio silence.
Just like my niece.
I'm like,
what are you doing here?
Hi, Ray.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What do you think that was?
My aunt was like, say hi to Breezy. Nothing. So now I'm pissed. No,
of
I'm
course
pissed.
You are. Yeah, why wouldn't you hold a grudge over a four-year-old?
So right. I'm like, wait, she hates me.
Did she have food
no,
in
she
front
hates
of her?
Me. No, I oh, she, think so, she was like just like sitting there.
Could she have been distracted by something, an iPad?
I don't think so.
Food, a fly.
So I go, what's your problem?
Oh, my God.
My mom goes, don't talk to the four-year-old like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a little over
I,
the
like,
top.
I completely forgot for, like, 1 second. I was like pissed. I was like, why is she being mean to me?
Now you know how I
why
feel.
Why am I being bullied by a four-year-old?
That's how I feel.
So I was like, oh, my God.
There's no acknowledgement whatsoever.
It's so hot and cold with her. One day she loves me. One day she hates me.
That's you. Every morning I come in here, I don't know what I'm going to get. Yeah. That's you. Only
maybe I
26
was so
years older.
Maybe I was so upset because it was a mirror of myself. So I was like, oh my God. So I just started ignoring her. Because I was like, if she's going to ignore me, then I'm going to ignore her.
Right, a four-year-old,
my mom's like, really mature, Breeze, for you to just stoop down to the four-year-old's level. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Did you ever end up asking her what her problem was? Like, did she respond to that?
No, she did not respond whatsoever.
Okay. Maybe she, because everybody's facing a battle. Others know nothing about Breezy. She could be going, had a really tough day.
She, like, didn't like her mac and cheese. I was just like, okay, whatever. So then it made me even more mad because we were like getting up to leave. She like got her cute little coat on. She looked adorable. Like obviously she was coming off her birthday high. Maybe that's what she thought. Maybe she thought she was hot stuff.
Too cool for school.
Like, I'm a four-year-old now. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I know so many four-year-olds that think they're so much better than everyone else.
She literally walks up to a group of 50-year-old men and was just like, hey guys, what's up? Like literally was just like shooting it with them, and I was like, she wouldn't even say hello to me.
Oh really?
And now so she's like bumping elbows with a group of three men sitting and having a business lunch. She was like talking to them. She's like, yeah, I'm four now, like literally chumming it up with them. I was like, I'm your family and you wouldn't even say hello to me.
Oh yeah, she's mature for her age.
Wild.
They're like, we're looking for a new HR secretary. Like, wild. Put in an application.
I was just like, bye Ray, like I love you.
It's disheartening.
Crickets.
I know.
Crickets.
And what you're feeling is what I felt for years when my niece and nephew were a lot younger. Now that I live here, it's different. They were more excited to see me when they only got 24 hours with me.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we can do it all over again next year. But now I see them all the time, and I think they're completely over it. They don't got time for Uncle Moose unless I have something to give them that's wrapped up in a pretty bow.
Do Olivia's voice.
Okay, I walk into the house, right, you guys?
Picture it.
It's last Christmas. I walk in with gifts. She doesn't know I walked in yet. And I'm standing in the foyer of my brother and sister-in-law's house. And she comes into the kitchen and she sees me and she goes, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. It's Christmas. You know what? How about I take these gifts back? How about that? Oh, I was triggered. Oh, don't get me started.
I was like, I went to Ray's birthday party on Sunday, celebrated her, was hanging. The whole time she was missing. I was like, where's Ray? They're like, she's in the basement hunting monsters. I'm like, perfect. So I didn't really get to hang with her. So I was so excited to see her yesterday. And she was like,
didn't give you the time or day. You just can't take it personally.
I'm like, what's your problem? My mom's like, don't talk to the four-year-old like that.
You know what would be really a fun bit on this show is,
why don't we just blatantly talk to kids the way we talk to each other?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have so many parents that listen to this show with kids. You know, we have so many kids within our families and extended families. Why don't we have some of the listeners call in and have Breezy and I watch your kids for like 2 hours? You guys go to dinner and then we'll document the whole thing and see how.
I've actually had a listener reach out to ask if we wanted to do that.
I'm down. I was
like, honestly, that seems like an HR nightmare waiting to happen.
I don't think so. Yes. Is it a liability? Probably.
100%.
Nobody's going to blow your house up. We're just saying this would be great practice. This would be our own personal parental confidential.
My friend Sam, who was the one who asked, she was like, I want you and Moose to come babysit my son. And she just had her second baby, so she needs all the help she can get right
now. Yeah, we'll do it for a large pizza.
Period.
We're simple. We don't ask for much.
We don't. Look at,
the phones are blowing up.
We're simpletons.
Just kidding.
Not one person's called.
Stebbins, every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.